Hallelujah. Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of Christ Jesus. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with a message for you today. I want to bring you a warning, first of all. There is a site called TVidder. I was using this site to post audio on. And unlike audio, which is clean, well presented, well looked after, well policed, if you will, so that filth can't make it through the grid of protection. TVidder, however, has suddenly become a harbour, a hotbed, a den of iniquity, a place where pornographic filth can be seen by even children. I was posting audio messages. You know that on Audioboo I like to do my morning glory messages. Some are biblical, some are scriptural, some are just basic coffee-fueled waffles about my garden. But I like to relate good, godly things to you. I like to encourage you and I like to bless you. And I thank the Lord God for that. As a digital evangelist in the living God age, the new age, I like to encourage you. But however, I received some emails and some messages saying, James, the site TVidder you've been using, you need to check it. And I thought, why? Is there something wrong? And I went, and there was pictures of men and women doing the most disgusting things. Now, that may be your thing, but it's not my thing. I'm a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and I don't wish to be tempted in that way. I'm not a holier-than-thou person. I don't want to see these things. I don't want to be led astray. I don't want to be staring to pornography. These are the kind of things I used to look at when I was unsaved. Do you see what I'm saying? And what was even more painful for me, and what was a real source of anxiety, is that I'd posted links to this site for my audio messages that were a little longer than 10 minutes, that I couldn't use an Audioboo in the standard version, though if you update to the full version, which I highly recommend on Audioboo, you will have a lot more ability for that. What I'm trying to say is I was heartbroken. Because on the same page as my picture, my beautiful face, people's favourite tweets, there was my picture. And then next to it was a woman doing something unspeakable, basically with a leg spread. And I was absolutely gobsmacked. Now, I don't wish to be associated with that site. There are people who out there are looking for an excuse not to believe what I say. They're looking for an excuse not to believe the Bible. They're looking for any kind of justification they can find so that they don't have to recognize they're a sinner and that they need the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And so therefore I've had to go through a lot of links and remove them from Facebook, from Twitter, from other sites, from emails. I've had to email people who have asked to check this, you know, people who are good, godly people, or just people I wouldn't want to see that filth. And I've had to send a cover message to many people. And the overwhelming response has been, James, we know that you didn't know that. And some of them didn't notice. This is only a very recent occurrence, however. However, I am still angry, you know, and it's a righteous anger. And I'm really angry that a social platform, a social media platform, can't be like Audioboo and keep it clean, you know, and keep it right, you know. And it's not a holy and thou place, but this is a place where you can have your family listen to the booze. You know, you're not going to see a filthy picture on here. And if someone starts swearing and being badly, you know, they will be pulled up, they will be warned. And that's why I love Audioboo. Do you know, and there are other people such as Phil Campbell who does a lot of social media tweeting. You don't ever see filth or hear disgusting things on things like that. Yet he's still interesting. He's still wacky and zany at times. Yes, and I just want to bring you a couple of scriptures to back up what I'm saying. Now, if you'll bear with me, it does say in the book of James, if I can find it, it tells us anyway that, you know, I don't want to be hypocritical, okay? I don't want to be hypocritical. But it talks about the tongue, but using this analogy, that it also says, if I was to knowingly, for example, send my audio messages to the TVidder site where the pornography is, it's hypocrisy. But also it's like, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. I don't want to be a dichotomy. I want to stand for what I stand for and what I believe in, and I want to be helped and encouraged by social media platforms, and they're not going to have this pernicious filth everywhere. And unfortunately, this is a sign of the age. Liberalism and, hey, it's okay to display this and do that. That's your choice. That's your choice. You can do that, you know. Not recognising the damage it does and the dishonour it brings themselves before others and God. That's their choice. And I will not come up against any man's choice. That's your choice. God gave us free will. However, I, James Glory from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, refuse to be associated with these sites. And thus I found another site that that will do audio links, and I've checked in and it does not seem to be filthy. And you know, I can't account for some of the other people's messages, but at least on my profile page there's not going to be filth there, and that's good for me. So I hope that's not been a rant for you ever. I just had to get that on my chest, and I wanted to just see if any of you have had any of my links externally from Audioboo here, our home on Audioboo, our safe home on Audioboo, our clean home on Audioboo, our well-policed and well-managed home on Audioboo, our well-moderated home on Audioboo. If any of you have been to any of those external links and you have seen something that has offended you, I apologise. Even though I did not know, and I beg you not to associate my message, the gospel, the biblical things I say and teach as a digital evangelist, please don't associate them with the filth upon the same page. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, with some righteous anger, some fire in my belly, but blessing you today. Amen.